Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I'm joined with my guest today, Tyrone Hicks. Welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning.
It's such an honor to have you here on our show this morning. Brother Tyrone, can you share a little bit about yourself with our listeners?
I'm originally grew up in Warren, Ohio, and I enjoyed my life there growing up. I come from an average African-American family. I had a mother and a father. I graduated from high school, and I went on to college, and I was able to go to college through having a scholarship through athletics. And being that I was able to do that, was very profound for me, and it was pretty wild experience, because at the time that I came out of my neighborhood, for a black child to be able to do that in that era, it was a profound experience to be able to achieve something like that for myself. My father died when I was 6 years old. So my mother raised me as a single parent. So it was a pretty wild experience for me to achieve that, and it made a really big impact on my family. And I had two older sisters also, so I was the only male child. It was pretty wild experience to be able to do that as a black child, making an impact on the community, and being from Warren, Ohio, being black and representing the community, and then going to a college like Ohio State University and being an athlete at that level, making an impact at a level of athleticism, was also an experience for me also. So all I can say is my life was just a total experience for me. And I just have to throw in that I was adopted also going through this experience when I was 2 weeks old. And, you know, there was just a lot of issues and a lot of things that was going on when I was a childhood and I never talked about, and I talked to, and I wrote a book about it also, about the trauma that I experienced as a child from being adopted growing up, and that I never discussed and never talked about or didn't want to talk about with my mother, who was raising me, because she was raising me, and there were some things that I experienced when I left my mother's house and when I go to school, and you know, the bullying and the people telling me who I really was, and I would come home and I would want to say something to my mother about how the people were messing with me, telling me things about myself, who my real father was and who they say they were my cousins and who my real father was. And then my real father, this man saying something to me in a car and all this kind of things. And then I come home and it was like, man, I finally make it home after going through all this. And I would never say anything to my mother, because my mother was putting clothes on my back, feeding me, and I was like, no, don't say anything to her. she, you know, and my mother told me at 7 years old, you're adopted, you know, and I appreciated her telling me that at that age, and I was like, I'm not going to bother her with all these things I'm going through. Just be appreciative. So, get to college, and I'm this top athlete in the country, and I said, you know, and I barely made it there with my grades, and I was able to get to college, to this college, and this great college, and I was like, wow, I was amazed I was able to do that, and so I was like, here's another level of my life, and I got all these issues I'm dealing with inside of me, but still I'm achieving this success, and I'm representing Warren, Ohio, my family, the community, and I feel that I'm carrying this weight of unresolved issues with me at the same time that I'm scared to talk about, but at
yes.
the same time, I want to do what is expected of me.
I want to ask you, how did it feel when you found out you were adopted, and how did you deal with that?
Oh, my goodness, Gail. Okay, my mother told me I was adopted when I was about 6 years old. I had two cousins come from California to visit me every summer, and they heard their mother and my mother discussing it. And they came outside, and they was playing with me, and they said, you're adopted, you're adopted, you're adopted. I was like, what's adopted mean? What are y'all talking about? You're not my cousin, you're not my cousin, you're adopted. And I was like, wait a minute, let me go in the house and find out what is this adopted mean. So I said, Mom, what does adopted mean? And she said, son, sit down. She said, I'm not your real mother. I said, okay. She said, but we love you. She said, I love you. I said, okay. I said, you feed me, you give me clothes and everything. And she said, but I love you, son. I love you. I said, okay, that's good. I said, I know you do. And I hugged her, gave her a kiss, and I went back outside. I said, I'm okay with it. And I went back outside and I told my cousins, I'm good. But at the same time, as years went on, every time I would go in the bathroom and I look in the mirror, I would go and I would wash up. I would go, who is my real mother? What does she look like?
I'm sure that must have been tough. Coming up to this point, how did God soothe your heart in such a situation like this, which I was reading your book, Taken Hostage by the Beast? Explain that for me.
It became a beast because I stuffed those feelings of not, because I would not deal with the feelings, okay? Because for some reason, it became important to me to want to know who my real parents were, because this man used to ride down the street, stop his car, and give me $20 when I was playing in front of the house with my friend. And I would run to that car and take $20 from this stranger. And my friend used to say, don't you go to that man. And I would say, yes, I am. He got $20. And my friend used to go, I'm going to tell on you. You taking $20 from this stranger. And I used to say, no, shut up, shut up. We're going to the Dairy Queen. I'm going to split it with you. But at the same time, that was just my curiosity being a bad child. I'm being bad, but at the same time, something made me just go to this man, and I don't know why I was attracted to this man riding down the street. Then in the mirror, I'm looking in the mirror, wondering who I am, and I had this curiosity of my identity, and I was scared to ask my mother, who is my real mom, going all through these years. I want to ask my mother, who is my mother? Who is my father? As I go to school all the time, I got people telling me, I'm your cousin, I'm your cousin, I'm your aunt, I'm your aunt. You look just like your dad, you look just like your dad. I got I go to visit a girl, and the parents are telling me, the parents are telling me, I know your daddy, boy. I know your daddy, or the mother of the girl that I'm visiting or dating. I know your daddy. I know your daddy. You look just like your daddy. I'm going like, well, you're right. Or I'm at a football game. I'm playing football on a field, and I'm walking back from making a touchdown. And there's this man hollering from the stands. Hey son, hi, that's my son right there. And I'm looking at him as I'm walking back to the sideline, and I'm looking at him, and then I walk a couple steps down, and then there's my mother who adopted me a couple seats down, and I'm going like, wow. There's him, and then there's my mother, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just want to get to the bench to sit down and just not deal with nothing. I don't want to celebrate. I don't want to wave at nobody.
Let me ask you this: the man that you saw in the bench, was he the one giving you the $20?
So he was
your father.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And eventually I met him while I was in high school, and I started building a relationship with him in an unhealthy way. But I did build a relationship with him before I went to college. And it was an unhealthy type of way I built a relationship with him. But I did get to know him.
How was God able to sustain you through all of this? You know, our listeners are listening. You can help someone out there. How was he able to sustain you through everything that you had went through?
At this particular time, as I was going through it, I didn't know he was sustaining me. But I think that my experience was that I needed to go through this because it was an experience that I needed to have. So at that particular time, I had no idea that this experience was going to shape me into what I am today with knowledge.
That is so awesome. Tyrone, I wish we had more time. We enjoyed you so much. Listen, I want to know if you can encourage us, and then tell me, where can they get your book?
My book is on Amazon under Ty Hicks, Taken Hostage by the Beast, or they can call me, and my number is 330-469-8601. I also would like the audience to know that I'm also know about the mental illness of all this that these issues can turn into if it's not dealt with, if the beast is not dealt with. Issues like this can turn into mental illness if it's not treated. So I also deal with the mental illness and understand that these things can turn into mental issues. So I just want the audience to know that I'm just not limited to knowing about how these things can turn into other things, because that's why I call it the beast. All these things, if you're not dealing with these feelings or not getting treated for feelings turn into mental issues turn into mental illness, and turning to like things like drug addiction and other things turn into generational curses, which can be passed down to our children and other behaviors if they're not dealt with. And then these curses need to be broken so we don't pass these behaviors on to our children. So I needed to say that.
You were totally awesome. We thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.